Today is Thursday, July 11th, 2024. My name's Daniel. Welcome to The Geeky Gay. This is the show where Adam talks about his life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Meaning only that you'll hear from Adam about his life, because I have the day four recording. It's unknown to me, though, if he listened to yesterday's show before he made the day four recording or not. Listen to me. It is unknown to me at this time. That's what happens when you read a lot of news stories and everything. It is unknown at this time if she's being charged with murder. July 11th is Free Slurpee Day, National State Fair Food Day, All-American Pet Photo Day, and National Talk to Your Plants Day. So make sure you go out and participate in those activities. Have you ever fallen down a... Have you ever fallen down one of those internet rabbit holes, you know, where you start looking up something, you start reading about something on the internet, and then, you know, it's 3 hours later and you've found yourself on some, I don't know, Japanese porn site. And you're like, wait, what was it? How did I get from bus fares to here? So I kind of did that yesterday after I heard Adam's phone call about the chef's dinner being the same on all of his Royal Caribbean ship, chef table. So when we went on the Royal Caribbean ship with he and Mark, we also did the chef's table. So I'm assuming it's the exact same menu that we had there, because I remember when he talked about his menu on the other Royal Caribbean ship he took that year, it was also the same. So anyway, I got down this internet rabbit hole because I'm just like, well, when chef's table, I start looking at chef's table, and then that leads me to ask the question of what is a Michelin star? And I know we'd had this conversation during the mix one night about what a Michelin star was, and someone posted it and everything. Now, here's something that you could have blown me over with. I didn't realize it was the tire company. I didn't realize that it was the big goofy tire looking guy. Like, that's Michelin. Like, it's the people that make tires tell you where to eat food. So I ended up on their website, finding out what exactly a Michelin star is, right? Because you'd think, oh, if it's a tire company, then this must be like an early marketing ploy to like get people to buy tires, to go out and drive, to explore people to drive, because restaurants were probably far away from your house. And so let's get them out there driving so they can eat at these restaurants. But then they get there and the restaurant sucks. So we're going to tell them where the best restaurants are. It has evolved over the years. And if that was the way, I'm not saying that was why it started. I was just wondering. So just to wrap this up really quickly on a bow, because I feel like when we talked about it on the mix, I didn't get the whole concept of what the difference between a 1, 2, and 3 star Michelin restaurants are. A 1 Michelin star is awarded to restaurants using top quality ingredients where dishes with distinct flavors are prepared to a consistently high standard. And they state throughout this entire guide that I'm reading here, that consistency is key. That it's not good enough to have a great meal at a restaurant once or twice. That it has to be with multiple judges returning over multiple months and possibly even years, all of them getting to the preponderance of their meals being consistently high standard. That is the sign of a Michelin restaurant. A 2 Michelin star restaurant, which is where Adam ate, is awarded when the personality and talent of the chef are evident in their expertly crafted dishes. Their food is refined and inspired. So that's, again, they go on later to explain that that also has to be consistent. They can't just have a one-off, right? It's got to be consistent. And finally, 3 Michelin stars, their highest award, is given to superlative cooking of chefs at the peak of their profession. Their cooking is elevated to an art form, and some of their dishes are destined to become classics. So now you know, that's the difference between a 1, 2, and 3 Michelin star restaurant. And I have a lot of really, you know, favorite restaurants over at Disney. but I wouldn't say any of them are consistent. It's like, I've had some amazing meals at some of these restaurants over at Disney, but I've also had some crap meals at those same restaurants. So it's kind of hit or miss there. So there is one Michelin star restaurant at Disney that I've never eaten at. Well, there's only one on property and I've never eaten at it. I didn't want you to think that, there were seven and I've only not eaten at this one. You understand. It's Victoria and Albert's. I've never been there. They have a chef's table. I should have gotten Adam to take us there when he was here because it's like $600 a person. So, speaking of Adam, let's see if Adam is on the old phone for us.
Hello, everyone. It's day
four.
Oh, I don't know. It's day four of the podcast, and it's day...
It's Thursday.
I don't know. We're day six, I think. No, day five. Day six of the cruise. Don't and anyway... Me. So, yeah, I'm actually recording this on the day that the podcast for Thursday is going to be recorded. So I don't think I can get any more live than this. I'll Dropbox this or email this or whatever to Daniel, and he will get it. I think I did have some responses to what he said in yesterday's episode, but I can't remember what they were.
Right.
One was about, I think, the theme song going so long. And yeah, I know how long the theme song goes, but I like to have music behind me for most of the episode. And rather than having to work hard and put more music in, I just like to have a long opening and closing so that they cover most of the show. So yeah, we were in Flom, and we took a train. We'll talk all about that. There was no drama, but there was some doubt as to whether or not we would be able to catch the train, but we were able to catch the train, so that all worked out.
You'll never hear that story.
And there was a little bit of drama in the dining room when we came back for lunch.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to talk about. Daniel says I won't remember to cover the things that I said were drama. Incorrect. I have noted everything in Google Keep for every day. I have bullet points for every single thing that I want to talk about. Probably too much, so I'll be talking about this trip for the next month.
You make Gary
between
happy.
Geeky Gay... Yeah. The Gay Mix and Throwing Down. So you guys will get the complete story.
Yeah.
We had a crazy drive up to a viewpoint, and it was a beautiful viewpoint, but oh my gosh, the drive was ridiculous.
It was a view to a kill.
And we had kind of a relaxing evening. Mark injured himself yesterday, and he's okay, but he injured himself. Since he's been running, he's been having ankle problems, and so there was a little bit of an injury, but I think he's gonna make it. He's gonna pull through.
He'll survive.
And now I'll go ahead and turn it back over to Daniel.
Today we
have a C day, and you can probably hear you probably don't, but I am sitting next to the balcony with the door open, so you may be hearing a little waves, and the ship horn just sounded. So I don't know. You may or may not hear it. And we're going to go to a Broadway-type show at 2 p.m. So I'll get this emailed, and we'll go do that. All right, back to you, Daniel.
A Broadway-type show. Yeah, you know, a Broadway-type show at 2 p.m., as we all do. But who doesn't go to a Broadway-type show at 2 p.m.? yeah, well, it sounds like... his cruise is wrapping up, as is this week, right? Today's Thursday, so I've only got one more show. He was saying that he couldn't have cut it any closer. In fact, Adam, you gave me a lot of time, actually, because I got your email like by noon or something. When did it come in? I have to search for it. I already archived it. Let's see. Your email came in today at 15 hours ago. So yeah, 6:10 this morning. So you could have given it to me at 6 p.m. in the evening, and I would have gotten it. So, because I don't record until, 9 or 10 o'clock at night. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm probably will record this show right before we do the gay mix. Maybe I'll see if Andy Scott wants to be on it and, you know, just do it there in front of the chat room. I don't know. No, I can't. Wait. Today is, yeah, okay. I just got confused for a second. Here's the stupid thing. I'm recording it and it's Wednesday and I'm talking about tomorrow. And in my brain, I'm thinking Thursday. But when I say tomorrow, what I mean is 2 days from now. This is hard. This is why I only do live podcasting. See, it's just that I'm lazy and I'm no good at figuring these things out. Speaking of lazy and not being able to figure things out, that, by the way, is part of my segue tour. I just moved. Anyone, if you don't know, I just moved from the Tampa Bay area to more the Disney area of Florida. And this is probably the first time in my life that I'm living in what you would call a red area. Like where we were in Tampa was fairly purple to blue, kind of where it is. Where Disney is, which is only 7 miles from us, but Orange County, where Disney is very blue. However, where I'm at the edges of Orange County, because I'm actually in Lake County, it's very red. Lake County, very red. And stupidly red. You know what I'm saying? Like big Trump signs in people's yards and stuff like this. So I am somewhat amused by the local Republican buffoonery that goes on around here. There was this recent story where the county supervisor or something. There was basically an elected official who has not run. He has run unopposed for like the last 5 cycles, and he had no reason to believe that there was going to be any contest this time. And that's important to know, because if you file as a candidate to be put onto the ballot, you have to pay a $10,000 fine, you know, fee for that. It's part of the fees that you pay to the county. But if you are running as a write-in candidate, you don't have to pay that fee. So if he's, when every year that he's been unopposed, he just runs as a write-in candidate, and then he doesn't have to pay the fee. Now the catch there, and another, you know, devious little Republican, little grifters. They're just a whole bunch of cute little grifters. Another Republican that wanted that position said, "Hey, I've got an idea. I'm just going to hang out in the Secretary of State's office on the deadline." Like the deadline to file for the election was like noon on June something. Let's just say June 15th. I don't know what the date is. Let's say June 15th. So he like hung out in the state's, you know, in the reception area there. Or he must have been somewhere away from the reception area, because he waited basically for the unopposed guy to come in and check to make sure that no one had registered at the last minute, right? Presumably he had his check for $10,000 ready to, you know, register himself, because if you're running as a write-in candidate, you're not printed on the ballot. So of course, you can see where this is going. The other guy waited until he left after he checked, and there's like 15 minutes left before noon, and he rushes in and files all his paperwork. Now he's going to be the only candidate on the ballot. So that first guy that is the current whatever position is now suing the other guy, and because even though he started filing his paperwork at 11:45 a.m., the stamp where the clerk actually filed it was at 12:46, which is clearly after the deadline, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, ha, 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 Florida's stupid, all their stupid little politics, the stupid Republicans, right? But I this happened today. There's a, for the state Senate, right, the Florida, the senatorial, the Florida state Senate, there's a candidate running for our district named Bowen. Like there's Bowen signs fucking everywhere. Like they're everywhere. They're Bowen signs everywhere. And he takes out ads in the local papers, and you know, he's just like, you see the Bowens, and his name is Bowen Co, K-O-U. He is a naturalized American. He was from China, moved here when he was in his 20s to go to college, and stayed and became a citizen, right? owns some grocery stores, whatever. You would think, oh, he's probably a Democrat. No, he's a Republican. Here's his ad. Let's listen to it now, shall we?
At the age of 23, Bowen Ko was arrested in China for gifting his grandmother the American version of the Bible. Fortunately, Bowen made his way to the United States by attending Michigan State, where he not only could live free but pursued his dream as a businessman. Today, Bowen owns 9 grocery stores and provides a livelihood for more than 500 people. Bowen Ko, a man of faith, experience, and results, fighting to keep Florida free.
My name is Bowen Ko, and I approve this message.
Now, as an observer of the Republican Party, I find a couple of things interesting about that. Very definitely hitting people with the finer points, right? Definitely hitting people with, I'm a churchgoer and I, you know, want to stop illegal immigration and blah, blah, blah. His website shows that his main issues are stopping illegal immigration, ending the woke agenda in education, fixing the homeowner insurance crisis. And he wants to eliminate tolls. But I guess we just don't get new roads. But anyway, the guy that he's running against has latched on to the fact that he is, you know, clearly a Chinese American who still has a discernible accent, and started putting out flyers stating that he
corrupt Bowen, Keith sorry, True now.
Sorry, he's banking. Shh. That wasn't supposed to happen. His name is Keith True now, but he was helping with these flyers that went out that basically said that Bowen Ko is a member of the Communist Party and he's getting all of his money from the Communist Party, blah, 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 blah. Real dirty kind of, you know, politics stuff. It's not true. And it's something that he's gotten called out on. I don't know why I'm finding this so hard to talk. All of which is to say, the thing that I find the most fascinating about this, because I know 90% of you are already bored shitless on this, but the thing that I found fascinating about this was that the quote from Bowen Ko in the article where he's now suing the other people. So this is the article about that. I am being persecuted for being of Chinese descent, said Ko. It is very racist and completely unfounded. These dirty tactics should not be used against fellow Republicans. It's like, so he acknowledges the fact that they embrace dirty tactics, but they shouldn't be used against other Republicans. They should only be used against each other, right? I mean, they should only be used against them libs. Also in the article, he says, I worry about the safety of my supporters because they are falsely accused of being associated with the CCP, which places them and their family in danger. Now I submit to you, from whom are they in danger, right? Is it the liberals? Are we going around killing Chinese people or threatening people? It's like when I see crazy TikTok videos of people getting up in people's face and threatening them, they almost always have a fucking Trump hat on and talking about their Second Amendment. It's like liberals don't do the same kinds of things. So it's like, I find it fascinating that here's a man who is an immigrant to this country who has acknowledged the fact that the party that he is a member of is racist and has dirty tactics. And he's cool with that. And he's also, at the same time, really now scared that those dirty tactics have been used on him because his party that he's choosing to be a member of with these violent fucking kooks are going to put his supporters and family in danger. I have no idea where I was. Zach kept calling and I kept declining the call and he kept calling and calling and I finally had to answer it. All of him went just to say that he was basically on his way back home. Hopefully you didn't hear the phone ringing and hopefully I was able to fix this in editing. If not, well, you know, it's what you get for your money on this free podcast. One more day to go, just Friday. We'll see what we can do tomorrow. Yeah, there's no way that Auntie Scott could help me record because Auntie Scott is going to be on Friday night. And see, that's where the confusion was. So yeah, it won't be Auntie Scott. It'll just be me tomorrow on The Geeky Gay because, of course, The Geeky Gay comes out in the morning and the mix is at 10 p.m. Eastern time on Pride48.com on Friday nights. By the way, did I mention that Auntie Scott is going to be my guest host this week? You should check it out.